all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Man Show, joined by Central Arkansas Bears head coach Anthony Boone here on the Boss Man Show. Coach Boone, how things going on with you guys in Arkansas, man?
All things are good. Things are good. You know, it's been crazy here, just like it has been everywhere with everything that's going on with the virus outbreak. But we're making do as best we can, and you know, things are going well.
Yeah, Coach, let's go a little bit deeper in that. How has it been for us having to have Zoom meetings and FaceTime calls and not be able to touch your players and get your hands on them and kind of see them and face-to-face? So how has that been the last three months, ahead on 4 months, of having to kind of just be remote and do things via Zoom and FaceTime?
It has been very different. It's a little bit frustrating, especially at first, since I just recently got the job. Back in the spring, and the first thing that happens is everybody has to go home because of the virus, and not getting to do some things with the guys to establish how we want the program to go has been a little frustrating. But at the same time, college is a time for our young men to start stepping up and taking more responsibility and learning to grow and mature, and this is what we've been preaching to them since they've had to go home because of the pandemic, and they've handled it well so far. They've done well in the classroom. Our strength coach has done a good job with providing things they can do when they don't have access to weight rooms and things. And we've you know, they've asked for us for guidance on what they can do with basketball when they don't, when they have limited resources, and they've done a good job of handling all that. And yeah, it's frustrating having to only Zoom with them and not see them in person and not get to do workouts with them. But we make the most of it, and our guys are handling it well.
And Coach, what did it mean to you for the administration of the school to remove the interim tag, offer your title, and make you the full-time head coach? I know that's always a rough thing when you're the interim guy, trying to prove yourself, and then they, finally they said, hey, Coach Boone, you're our guy going forward. So how did that make you feel when the administration said, hey, you're the man we want to lead this program going forward?
First off, I was very relieved. It was a difficult situation to be in. And talking to other coaches who've been in that situation, they've all said that it's extremely difficult. But I've got a great group of guys, and my AD Dr. Teague was incredible, and all of his staff they were incredible in providing support during that time, during the interim part of the season. And I was excited. Our staff. My coaching staff has a great vision. Dr. Teague and his staff has great vision for how college athletics is supposed to go. And we were just trying to do what we could to keep going the season, keep being competitive, but also to steer our guys in the right way in every facet of the program. And that's what Dr. Teague and his staff was looking for. They want us to be competitive, but even more than that, they want us to have good kids and to push them getting their educations, and also for them to learn to grow more and more into incredible young men. And that's our philosophy for the program. And I was excited that Dr. Teague promoted me because that's what he's looking for in all of his athletic programs here at UCA.
Most definitely. And I feel like this, Coach, you had a great career as an assistant as well. So you got the experience last year being interim head coach. So talk to me about, I know for me, when I was a co-host of a radio show, I was always preparing in my mind how I would do if I was actually host of the show. So how did you, over the years, prepare yourself to become a head coach and kind of figuring out things like ATOs or looking at different things like that to kind of how I do this versus how my boss is doing it. So how did you kind of prepare yourself over the years to become a head coach now?
Well, that was just it. Just looking at certain situations, maybe going back in film and looking at things we may have been able to do a little different, trying some things in practice. I've been fortunate that I've worked with coaches that have allowed me to do some things to get some experience with that. Russ Pennell was the coach here before, and I worked with him for 10 years. And throughout the years, he allowed me some opportunities, even in game situations, to say, hey, let's do this, or to draw up things for the guys. And before working with Russ, I worked with Tavester Anderson at Jackson State, and he gave me a lot of opportunities to do that. So I've been very fortunate to work with guys who've been great at wanting to help younger coaches to get prepared to be head coaches. And that's just it, just being intentional about – wanting to make plans for what I do as a head coach has been the key.
I know you kind of mentioned our first question about how the virus kind of stopped you, how you want to build your program and your culture. So I know it's kind of stymied that you can't have the guys right there in front of you, but what would you call in the ideal UCA Bear? Because I know you want to build a culture and a program that's long-lasting with a solid foundation. So what would you say was an ideal for you, UCA Bear, and what does that entail?
Well, just like every basketball coach, we want someone who's a good basketball player. You know, that's the first thing we look for. After that, we look for character. We look for how they interact with their teammates, with their coaches. If they have some leadership qualities. We need someone at our school that has a pretty good academic background. Our school is a really good school. We've got some really great academic programs here. Our college of education is great. Our business school, our PT school, and we just started up an engineering program that's really good too. So that's a part of it. The biggest thing I would say, besides having talent and having great character, is just being willing to work and be tough. And you know, we have a wide variety of guys as far as their personalities go. But they all are are all in for what we want to do to make our program successful. And it's in every facet. It's not just basketball. If a guy is only interested in basketball, not anything else, he's probably not going to fit in very well with our program. So they've got to be willing to be a complete person.
Most definitely. And Coach, what all is going on in the world today? How have you addressed that with your team? Because I know this is like a pivotal moment in our time where, you know, things that you and I deal with every day are kind of being put on the forefront, right? And it's in the mainstream media now. So how have you addressed that with your team, and how are they going to go for kind of get those young men to understand, you know, really how things are and how we can be effective change, how we can help make a change going forward from 2020 and beyond?
Well, with everything that's going on in our country and actually, I guess, around the world, too, we've addressed that with our guys. We've talked to them. The first thing I did was I told our guys, I said, you know, if there are things that are going on our campus, which we have a great, you know, Conway, Arkansas is a great town. UCA has a great campus, and there are a lot of really, really good people here. But I said, there are things going on that you think aren't right. Please don't have any fear in approaching me and saying, hey, Coach, this is going on. I think this is happening because people are discriminating against me. That's the first thing. And we have to continue to build that trust with our guys. Now, like I said, UCA is a great place, so there aren't very many issues with that. But there are some, just like there are everywhere. And actually, Dr. Teague formed a social justice advisory committee that he asked me to be a part of and a couple of our players. And I heard some of the stories from a couple other student athletes on campus on what they've gone through on campus. And I was, I can't say I was totally shocked because, like I said, that happens everywhere. But the first thing I wanted to do was address our guys and say, if there's anything going on, please don't fear any repercussion. There won't be any negative consequences from you reporting that. And the next thing is we're going to march forward, and we're going to show people that, you know, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what shade of skin you have, how much melanin is in your skin. We can all be great people, and we can be great ambassadors and great representatives of our school, of our town, of our race, of our families, of everything. So we're going to do that. We're going to be the best representatives we can be. We're going to continue in what we've done as far as our standards go with our program. And we're going to show people that we can be all together. And our African American student athletes are fully on board. Our guys that are of mixed heritage and our Caucasian guys. Everybody's on board. Everybody is wanting to help make the climate change to be better for everyone. So our guys are all on board on that.
I know personally for you, Coach, playing at Ole Miss, coaching Jackson State, you had to be very happy to see the Mississippi's taking the Confederate flag out of their state flag now. I know it has to make you happy having played in that state and coached in that state.
Certainly. That was exciting news. And you know, that was something that was talked about when I played at Ole Miss back. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but I guess it was quite a while ago now. And when I was coaching at Jackson State, it seemed like every few years somebody would make a push to try to get the flag changed, and there were just not enough people in the state to support that. But you know, I hate that what's going on lately, that it's taken that for people to finally take that seriously. But that is one of the positives that has come out of what's going on is the state of Mississippi and the leadership there has decided, you know, it's past time to change this this negative symbol that, you know, that doesn't represent everyone. It only represents a small group of people in the state. And I was excited about that. I'm very excited about that.
Most definitely. And, you know, you've also coached in the OVC. I went to Tennessee State, so I know I'm very familiar with Murray State and playing at going to HBCU school, and you coached at one. So let's talk about that coaching at HBCU experience, and also how was it to play in Gentry Center when you played Tennessee State down there in Nashville?
Well, yeah, it was playing at Tennessee State when I was at Murray State. You know, that was my first experience of being on an HBCU campus for an athletic event. And, you know, they were pretty live there. It was exciting. It was always a fun game to go to when we were at Murray State to play there. And then coaching at Jackson State, there were some great people there. And I enjoyed my time at Jackson State as much as I've enjoyed anywhere. And you know, that some of the HBCUs have limited funds, and you know, Jackson State certainly didn't wasn't different as far as that goes, but there were great people, great times. I coached there for 6 years with Sylvester Anderson, and you know, I wouldn't want to make my path in coaching any different. I really loved coaching at Jackson State. Great fans there. People were very loyal. They were very supportive of the program, and just like how we feel about our program here and our philosophy here, it was the same there. You know, they cared about the complete student athlete. It wasn't just basketball or just football or just whatever sport it was. They were interested in us as shaping and molding great young men, and I really loved my time there.
And Coach, let's talk about your schedule coming up this year, next year. I know that in the Southland Conference, you have to play some guarantee games. You have to, you know, raise money for the university. I know it's been tougher this go around because of the pandemic and how they're doing contracts and stuff right now with you know, no fans versus fans in the stands. So how's it been trying to schedule these games for your team and raise money as well and make sure your team has a great experience when you're getting into Southland and play come January there?
Well, it's been a little bit more difficult this year. You know, we're a little bit fortunate in that we had some games already slated before the future looked so shaky. But it is getting more difficult. You know, the guarantees are a little bit less now, and you know, our conference decided to help all of our conference opponents out by cutting some of the games from our conference schedule. So they cut out four games, and that left us with some open spots. And it is a little bit more difficult now trying to fill a couple more, you know, one or two more guaranteed games in there. And then we also have to be conscious of saving a little money with travel because of, you know, all the universities are experiencing some hardships economically due to, you know, a lot of students having to leave and you know, get refunds from dorms and meal plans and different things, and but our school is doing well in that our enrollment looks like it's going to be just fine and maybe even a little bit higher going into the fall than what it's been or what was expected. So we've had to work a little bit harder and a little bit longer on the schedule than normal, but it's going to be fine. You know, we still have some pretty good games. Like I said, we had some slated already before the future was shaky, and it'll be great. You know, we're going to go play Creighton, and we're going to play Baylor again. We've played them a couple times since we've been at UCA, and actually got a game with Memphis, which is huge for us because they're a great opponent, and they're not far from Conway, just a little over 2 hours away from town. So it's going to be good. We're going to give our guys still a great experience, some great competition to play against, to get us ready for the from conference play.
And that's one I got for you, Coach. Just kind of talk about the Southland as a league. You know, I've had a lot of coaches on from the league on the show, like Coach Troyer and Coach Keller and those guys, and also Coach Les down there as well, and Coach Smith and all those guys in the league, man, and Abilene Christian as well. So just talk about the league as a whole and how deep the talent base is league and how the great coaching in the Southland Conference is. A lot of people don't realize about the conference how good the quality of ball is down there.
It is. Southland Conference is a really, really good league. And doesn't get enough attention. You mentioned some of the really good coaches here, Coach Keller, Coach Schles down in New Orleans. Those guys are incredible. Sam Houston's been good year in, year out. And Coach Wilson over at Corpus Christi is an outstanding coach. We've got a great collection of coaches in this conference and a great collection of talent. You know, there are guys that we played against. Schroyer had Kennedy at McNeese, who was, as good as anybody, I think. Some of the players we're looking at recruiting now that are probably going high major, they look a lot like a lot of the players we play against in the Southland Conference. So it's a really good, really competitive league. And every year, a couple teams from Southland Conference end up upsetting Power 5 teams because it's a great league, and we've got some great coaches. Abilene Christian has been phenomenal, and Joe down there does a great job, and his players work hard. He's got great talent. There's really not an easy opponent in our conference. Even the teams that haven't finished all that great have been competitive year in and year out. So it's a very difficult league, and one I would encourage a lot of high schoolers to really look at. If you get any kind of recruiting or any kind of offer from a Southland Conference school, it's a great school and it's a great program, and you're going to have a great coach to play under.
Most definitely. Well, Coach Boone, I thank you for your time today. It's been great to get to catch up with you, and I'll do it again with you real soon. I hope you and your family are staying safe, man.
Oh, you too, JR. Thanks so much.
Anytime, Coach. Thank you so much again.
All right.
That's Anthony Boone on the Boss Man Show.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're gonna give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m. only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.